Lord,
please
feed me. Amen. Amen. You may remain standing where we will read our scripture, our text scripture today. Habakkuk 3:17-18. Though the fig tree may not blossom, nor fruit be on the vines, though the labor of the olive may fail, and the fields yield no food, though the flock may be cut off from the fold, and there be no herd in the stall. And 18, yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will joy in the God of my salvation. I want to read that again because it's very significant. Though the fig tree may not blossom, nor fruit be on the vine, though the labor of the olive may fail, and the fields yield no food, though the flock may be cut off from the fold, and there be no herd in the stall, yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will joy in the God of my salvation. You may be seated. God speaks to us from the subject today, in spite of. Tell somebody, in spite of. In spite of. Today, I want you to think about the time when things don't seem to be going great in your life, when everything seems to be going wrong, when your cupboard is as bare as old Mother Hubbard's cupboard was. Yet there are, for all of us, in the worst of time, a whole lot to be thankful for. It's easy to praise God when everything is going right. But do we still feel like praising Him when times are tough? Is that the question today? We can praise Him when things are going good. Can we praise Him when things are going wrong? Let me tell you a story today about Adeline Hill. When she was just a little girl, her father was very, very sick. Her mother took in sewing so the family could survive. She would sew far into the night, her mother would, with nothing but dim gas lights and an old trundle sewing machine. But she never once complained. Things were bad that winter. Then a letter came from where she had purchased her sewing machine. The letter stated that they would have to repossess her machine unless her payments were caught up on time to the point that they were up to date. Adeline became very frightened when her mother read the letter. She could picture the family losing their home, maybe even starving to death. Things were not very plentiful in that household. It is easy to thank God in the time when things are going great. However, it is equally important to thank Him when things are not going well. So though life is sometimes hard to us, let's give Him thanks anyway. Let's give Him thanks in spite of our situation. Sometimes the harvest will fail. That's why I said it's important. Habakkuk said that though the fig trees may not blossom, nor fruit be on the vine. That's a hard time for them. Though the labor of the olive may fail, and the fields yield no fruit, though the flock may be cut off from the fold, and there be no herd in the stall, no animals. The crops mentioned here represent the hope of the farmer, the life of the farmer. This is not referring to a backyard grape arbor that we do for recreational planting in our garden. This is not an animal project for 4-H Cup. This is life and death. I want you to get that, life and death. This was their livelihood, their income. They depended upon the hogs. They depended upon the flocks and the herd to survive. Even though all that might fall, might fail, Habakkuk said there was still reason for him to praise God. Everything gone. All is gone. Everywhere you look, there's nothing but trouble. But he said, there's still reason for me to praise the Lord. Amen. Come on, help me now. Amen. Do you ever consider your life as a barren field? Do you ever feel like your harvest has failed? You might feel like that if your marriage has gone sour, or your job is in jeopardy, or you are unemployed. You might feel like that. Your doctor just gave you a terrible prognosis. Your health is unstable, like First Lady Sophia said. You might feel like that. Your children live lives that bring pain to your heart. Amen. You ought to be able to say amen to that. Amen. I know people. I watched the grandmother of the young man who killed these people at the Waffle House. The grandmother was hurt. She said, this was not my grandson, not the one I raised. It was hurting to her. But she, if she'd have gone on, she said, I still, in spite of that, I'll praise the Lord. Amen. Your pains come on. Your dreams turn to nightmares. Your finances are in a tangle and you don't see your way out. You are not getting on with someone in your family. Some people don't get along with nobody in their family. Amen. You live in the shadows, nearly always depressed. You know, depression is one of the worst health sicknesses we have now in the United States. One out of 10 people, that's 10% of the population, is depression, living in depression, and they're ready to commit suicide. Hopewell has lost a lot of members lately, and also families of Hopewell members have lost a lot of family members lately. But we still have to praise God in spite of. In spite of the loss of all those faces that we normally see on Sunday, we still have to praise the God. You hear me? We still have to praise Him, even though we lost all those people. I would remind you that you are in good company when you're in that situation. Job was there. Job was there. My days are past. My plans are torn apart. Even the wishes of my heart, Job said in Job 17:11. Job was there. Moses was there. In Numbers 11:14-15, he says, I alone am not able to carry all this people because it is too burdensome for me. So if thou art going to deal thus with me, please kill me at once. if I have ever found favor in thy sight, and let me not see my wretchedness. Please kill me, God. I'm depressed. I can't stand the weight of all these people on me. Why have you done this, God? Moses was there. Job was there. Elijah was there. But he himself went a day's journey into the wilderness and came and sat under a juniper tree. And he requested for himself that he might die and said, it is enough now, O Lord. I've taken enough. Now take my life, for I am not better than my fathers. Sometimes our fields are so barren, our life is so rough that we want to take our lives. Or we want somebody to kill us. That's why we have so many suicide by cops. People want somebody to kill them and take them out of their misery. We need to remember, in spite of all these things, we need to remember to praise God. Amen. Can you praise him? Can you praise him? The pastor said that was a weak praise. He said, if I can praise the Lord in spite of, we need to remember the words of Psalm 42 and 5 that says, why are you in despair, O my soul? And why have you become disturbed within me? Hope in God, for I shall again praise him for the help of his presence. Yeah. I will again praise him, David said. And no matter how difficult things are, I will praise him still in spite of. We need to remember that, people. We need to remember to praise God in our tough time. Amen. Back to Adeline. Adeline's mother trusted in God in spite of a difficult time. She did not appear to be worried. In spite of the threat to repossess the sewing machine, she seemed to be quite calm about the matter. Adeline, on the other hand, cried herself to sleep. She wondered what would become of her family. Adeline's mother said God would not fail her man. He never has, and he never will. That's how much faith she had in God. Amen. Adeline could not see how God was going to help her mother keep the old sewing machine. You remember how we used to be as young people around our mother and saying, our father and saying, they would say, don't worry, God will make a way. I say, how in the hell are they going to make a way out of this one? We don't have nothing. I remember when I was going to Southern University, and I was in engineering. My books cost that time in 1960 and 61 and 62. I want you to get this. My books cost $50 to $100 each one. Now, my tuition only costs $100 for the whole semester. I was on a scholarship. But my mama and daddy were not rich. Money was not growing on our back trees in our backyard. So they had to come up with at least $500 a semester for my books. And mama, I would tell mama that and say, don't worry, Leroy, we'll come up with it. That was no used book then. We had to buy new books because the engineers kept their books. I got a lot of them still there in my house right now. We kept our books because we used our books when we went to work. And mama would say, don't worry, Leroy. You get your book when you need it. I said, I need it really this week. So at the end of the week, I'll see her counting up money. Don't have much. Oh, I feel this friend now. Count out. I said, where did that come from? Don't worry. God will provide. In spite of, we ought to praise the Lord. When we don't see how things would improve, God's word in the Bible says that we ought to praise the Lord. Habakkuk teaches us that even in hard times, there's a reason for joy. Verse 18 says, yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will joy in the joy God of my salvation, no matter how difficult things get. The word that I want to make sure you understand this, the word that's used here does not mean to be happiness. Happiness and joy are not the same thing. I want to educate you here. Happiness depends upon what happens to us. Joy is an innocence not based on the circumstances. It tells you that all is still well when things are even going bad. That's what joy does. It tells you that even though the money is funny, and your change is rain, and you're going to make it anyhow. That's what the old folks say. Somebody ought to be shouting right now. Because you've been there. You've been there. You don't want to admit it sometimes, but you've been there. You've been there. You've done that. Been there and didn't have the money to pay for the things you needed to pay for, to keep the lights on, money to buy the grocery that you needed to buy. In the text, the Hebrew words that Habakkuk uses mean to jump for joy or to triumph. Now, listen to this real carefully. He didn't say just joy, our joy in the God of our salvation. The Hebrew word meant to jump for joy, or to triumph, or to be glad, or to spin around. Watch this. In other words, when you have the joy that Habakkuk is talking about, you ought to be able to jump, spin, and turn around, and even run. When you got that kind of joy, anybody got that kind of joy? Anybody got that kind of praise? I think you've lost that praise. You've lost that jump, spin around, and do it praise. I can do it now. In the New Testament, joy means calm delight, to have a sense of being well off. Think about this. We are happy if things are going our way, but we can have Christian joy even if they are not. We are happy if people are not getting on our last nerve. But we can have Christ's joy even though they aren't. We are happy if we are secure and comfortable. But we can have Christ's joy even if we are not. We're happy if we can feel good and healthy. But we can have Christ's joy even when we don't. I've got that joy. I've got that joy. Say, I've got that joy. 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 Even though I have to walk on with a walker, I've got that joy. I'm going to praise him in spite of. I'm going to keep praising him until I die. Every time, I may not be able to jump, spin around, and run, but I can jump, spin around, and run in my heart. All right. Somebody help me to praise God. Help me to praise him. because I can praise him, still praise him. I feel good now. My help has come. Now my body has come now. I feel good. Happiness is based on what happened to you. But joy is based on what you do when it happens. Amen. That's the new word called that. Write that one on out. Happiness is based on what happened to me. But joy is based on what I do when what happened to me. There's reason for joy, even in the hard times, because sorrow isn't the final word for the Christian. I always say that when I talk to the families that have lost a loved one. That's not the final answer. Right. Sorrow is not the final answer, because the psalmist says, weeping may endure for a night, but joy. Joy. Spin around joy. Jump joy. Run around joy. Get off your seat joy. Can be in the morning. It'll come in the morning. That sadness and the sorrow you feel won't last always. Jesus will take it away. I know him for myself. He is despised and rejected of men, Isaiah said. A man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. He knows what you're going through. He knows our sorrows. He knows that we miss our members who have passed recently. He knows that. And he's going to help us through it. Oh, I told my wife, I'm so excited about seeing the younger people pick up the task and pick up the mantle. Amen. I remember that in Keith's funeral, Pastor. You talk about picking up the mantle. I see the people, young people, picking up the mantle. Yannicka, Sabrina, all of those are picking up the mantle. They're going to work. Alicia, going to work. They say, we are old and they're dying off. And they have done their part. Now we got to do our part. Pick up the mantle. If you haven't picked the mantle up, pick it up. Pick it up. Jimmy Sloan won't be able to sing in the choir always. But you need to pick it up now. Somebody in the family need to pick it up and enjoy it. He will fill your heart with joy. For that, we can be grateful. God knows what we need, and he provides what we need just when we need it. Philippians 4:19, and my God shall supply all your needs according to his riches in glory in Christ Jesus. For that, we can be thankful. For that, we can give him the praise. Adeline's mother knew the secret of having joy. Even when things looked pretty bleak, pretty dim, the day the man was scheduled to come and pick up the sewing machine, she heard a knock on the door, and she dreaded to open the door. Adeline was frightened. She was so sure it was those men coming to take away her mama's sewing machine. Her livelihood, the family's livelihood. Instead, there was at the door a nicely dressed man in a suit. He had a baby in his arm. The man asked her mother if she was Mrs. Hill. When she said she was, he said, Mrs. Hill, I'm in a lot of trouble this morning. She said, what is wrong? He said, you have been recommended by the grocer down the street as an honest and wonderful woman. And I'm a doctor, I'm a dentist, and I have to go to my office and I have to open that office up. And I'm new in town. I don't have any friends in town. My wife's just been admitted to the hospital and we have to have somebody to take care of this baby. He asked her if she would take care of her, the baby for a few days. He continued, I would even pay you in advance. Watch how God works. Then he took out $10 and gave it to Mrs. Hill. She smiled and said, yes, yes, I would be glad to. When the man left, Mrs. Hill turned to Adeline. She said, I knew that God would make a way somehow, that he would not allow my sewing machine, my only means of livelihood, to be taken away. And he brought that man on my porch to take care of my needs. God is that way. In my closing, I want to say to you, are you in pain today? Let me tell you what you ought to do. Praise him in spite of. You hear me? Come on, musician. Praise him in spite of. Are you in pain today? Are you worried today? Are you in trouble today? Praise him in spite of. Are you in sorrow or grief today? You need to praise him in spite of. Are you in sorrow or grief today? You need to praise him in spite of. Are your children acting like they have lost their mind? Praise him in spite of. Does your life seem to be coming apart at the seam? Praise him in spite of. Are your dreams turning into nightmares? Then praise him in spite of. Are you worried about paying a bill tomorrow? Praise him in spite of. Praise him in spite of. Are your dreams turning into nightmares? A lot of you are dreaming things and they are becoming nightmares. Praise him in spite of. Why? Because you still have Jesus who will supply all of your needs according to his riches and glory. And he will do it in spite of. In spite of what Satan throws at you, he'll do it right now. I know that God will provide. I know that he will take care of his people. I know Dr. Marie, I know he will. Praise him. Praise him anyway. Praise him anyway. Now get up and stand up and say, tell somebody, in spite of, in spite of, in spite of, in spite of. Take care of you.
Yeah.
God will provide. He will provide. I know it.
Yeah.
He will provide. He will take care of you. Won't he do it?
Yeah.
Won't he do it? 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 He will take care of you. I don't care what's going on in your life. He will take care of you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. May be seen. In spite of, though we are losing members, I keep going back to that because our members are in a sorrowful state, in a sorrow and grief. I know they are. I look at all the funeral program. I keep in my mind, Greg is the only one to know that. Because he carries my book, and he knows what I got in him. I promise him that I would never forget them. In spite of I promise it. I got the program of all of the members who passed in the last year. Peggy Hyatt, Jacqueline Miller, Keith O'Neill Earl, Dignes Darling Woodard, Levis Ashby, Alberta Mutt Hammett Battle, Miss Ollie Parker. It's part of people. It's part of. It's part of. Miss Dorley Petty. It's part of. It's part of. I want you to understand that I'm taking this time as the former pastor of the church. We owe it to them to praise the Lord. We owe to them to praise the Lord and do the work that they did in one time in this church. If we don't, we're not worth a darn. We're not worth a darn. And we don't pick up the mount and go on where they left off. They are there for a reason. They were there for a reason. Lord Spirit said, everything we need is in the house. Everything we need is in the house. It's all in the house. It's all in the house. What I want to do is at the close of the service, with the pastor's permission, I've already received that. I will be sitting in the middle of the aisle. I want to anoint these young people. I want to anoint all the young people who will stay and the parents will stay first, because they need to be anointed. They're being shot at. They're being abused. They're being everything. And because we're not taking it seriously, we want y'all to come and be anointed. The anointing breaks the yoke. The anointing breaks the yoke. I'm a living witness. I'm a living witness. The anointing breaks the yoke. Then I want those, after that, I want those who have health problems to come. Especially Anthony. I hope he's still here. God gave me a word for him today. So I want him to be here. And then those who want to be anointed for anything else, come today. We're going to come. Now the doors of the church are open. The call for discipleship is extended. Falling in love with Jesus. It's the best thing. I ever done. I wouldn't be able to stand here today if I hadn't fallen, if I had not fallen in love with Jesus at 12 years old. He bought me, he kept me, he never left me. He's still by my side. Still leading and guiding me. If you're here, you want to accept Jesus as your personal Savior. If you've never been baptized, I encourage you to come right now. And maybe you want to be rebaptized. Now, some people don't understand that. You might not have known what you were doing at the first time. But you say, I want to be sure. It's your decision. I want to be sure. I want to come for baptism today. If you want to come for rededication of your life, don't sneak back in the church. Come and say, I'm sorry. I missed the point. I want to come back. and be a part of this church. I want to do that. Think about it. Let's all stand as those who are making this decision. Please make it. Maybe you want to come for a testimony, a special testimony to God, to God's goodness, to God's mercy, to God's grace. If He's done anything special for you, come now. Come now. So again, I say, if you want to be baptized, come now. If you want to be a member of this church, come now. If you want to rededicate your life, come now. If anything I said or God said in this message today touch you and you need to be here, don't stay there in your seat. Now's the time for blessing. Now's the time to be blessed. I know He's a blessing. He's a blessing to you, a blessing to all of those around you. Let's give God some praise for those who've come already. Let's give Him some praise for those who've come already. There's more. The Spirit tells me there's somebody else. There's somebody else that said, I want to go, but I'm afraid to go. I'm ashamed to go. There's somebody else. There's another person the Spirit is speaking to me that said, need to be here, and you want to be here, but you're worried about what somebody else is going to say. If you take one step, listen with Him. If you take one step, He'll make you run up here. He'll make you come. He'll help you. He'll lead you here. So if you are that person, I'm going to pray a prayer. I want you to bow your head. I want that person. I really want that person. Thank you, young man. I'm obeying the Spirit. Father, bless those who've come. Bless those who want to come. Bless those who are sitting there right now in need of a prayer, in need of a connection. Bless those right now. I speak a blessing on our life. I speak come against the Satan that's one trying to hold them back. Come right now. In the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, in the name of the Holy Ghost. Amen. If there's anyone else, you come here now. Come right now. If there's anybody else for any reason, you may be seated.